USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization is raising the global risk of the coronavirus to very high after it has spread to at least 48 countries. This is the news that a Northern California woman became infected with coronavirus despite not visiting a foreign country or coming in contact with an infected person. All that being said, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire believes...
Now, before we start having widespread panic that we have now some random woman with the disease, the important thing to remember, this is Solano County. This is the Travis Air Force Base where we have a large amount of people being quarantined.
South Carolina's Democratic presidential primary is set for Saturday with polls opening at 7 a.m. and closing at 7 p.m. local time. Election officials say the state does not have voter registration by party, so the primary is open to all registered voters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A final Iowa caucus recount ends without any changes to the initial results, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Iowa Democratic Party says there is no change in the results from the recounted precincts in the Iowa caucuses weeks ago. Beginning last Tuesday, the party said it started recounting 23 precincts, resulting in no change to the number of national delegates that each candidate will receive. The recount was requested on behalf of both Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders. The final results for the Democratic frontrunners giving Buttigieg 14 delegates, Sanders getting 12, Elizabeth Warren gets 8.
The House has approved a bill aimed at cutting tobacco use among teenagers, including vaping.
On this vote, the yeas are 213 and the nays are 195. The bill is passed.
The measure includes a ban on all flavored tobacco products, including menthol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Scientists have discovered the largest explosions in the history of space. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Astronomers have discovered the biggest explosion ever seen in the universe, originating from a supermassive black hole. Scientists reported that the blast came from a black hole in a cluster of galaxies 390 million light years away. The explosion was so large, it carved out a crater in the hot gas that could hold 15 different Milky Ways, according to lead author Simona Giatrucci of the Naval Research Laboratory in D.C. It's five times bigger than the previous record holder. Two space observatories, along with radio data and telescopes in Australia and India, confirmed that this was part of a large cavity. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
With the South Carolina Democratic primary set for Saturday, candidates are making their final push, including former Vice President Joe Biden, who shares why he's not a big Bernie Sanders fan.
One of the reasons I resent Bernie, though, is he wanted to primary Barack in 2012. He said he should be primary. People are disappointed, doing a lousy job. I fundamentally disagree with that.
Regarding Sanders, he takes a shot at Biden and says,
I don't believe that he can beat Trump when people learn that he has been on the floor of the House in years past talking about the need to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.